KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Disaster and emergency teams have warned the storm rolling in today could hit multiple areas in eThekwini. Officials say forecasts have described the impact as life-threatening and potentially catastrophic. The South African Weather Service has issued a level 4 severe warning for the entire province. eThekwini says weather patterns in KZN are likely to intensify between 3 o'clock in the afternoon and 11 this evening. Officials have urged residents in and around Durban to take extra precaution. The warning covers the CBD, Berea, Glenmore, Morningside, Umbilo, Chatsworth, Pinetown, Queensborough, Amanzimtoti and Umlazi areas. The city says the thunderstorm could bring torrential rains, intense lightning, large hail and powerful winds. It's advised people to avoid unnecessary travel and to remain indoors during the storm. Now, friends and family of a Phoenix man who disappeared while travelling from Cape Town to Durban will today bid farewell to their loved one. Jason Foster was reported missing on his way back home over a month ago. The 38-year-old was last seen with his friend, a truck driver, in the vicinity of the N1 between Colesberg and Edenburg. His body was discovered 2 weeks ago in Springfontein. His death is being investigated. Speaking on behalf of the family, Dawn Gounden from Renegade Search and Rescue says Foster was identified by a relative on Friday.
Unfortunately, due to the condition of the body, there will be a sealed coffin. The family is going through a lot of emotions at this stage. They are finding it very, very difficult to deal with the matter because they didn't believe that he will be found deceased.
Joburg's Mayor Dada Morero has fired fraud-accused member of the mayoral committee, Kabelo Gwamanda. The MMC for Community Development was arrested recently for allegedly defrauding Soweto residents out of payments in an alleged funeral policy scam through his company. Here's mayoral spokesperson Chris Vondo.
The decision to discharge MMC Gwamanda is effective immediately and aims to ensure that the city's service delivery remains uninterrupted and continue to meet the needs of its residents.
And the final state to be called in the U.S. presidential election, Arizona, has gone to Donald Trump, according to projections. It leaves him with a total of 312 electoral votes and Kamala Harris on 226. The president-elect remains in Florida, but will meet Joe Biden in the Oval Office on Wednesday. It's a tradition between the outgoing White House chief and his successor, despite Trump not hosting Biden following the 2020 election result. The former U.S. president will retake office in January. Sabrina Singh, the deputy Pentagon press secretary, insists it'll be a positive handover.
In the past, there have been transitions that haven't been seamless, that haven't gone as peacefully. We are committed to ensuring a peaceful transition and ensuring that the incoming team has the building blocks and everything it needs to be successful.
Back home, Durban, Cokstad, Margate, the Berg reaching a high of 22 degrees today, Maritzburg 24, Richards Bay, Newcastle and Olundi 27, Ladysmith 28, Moira River 25. We've got 2 meter high swells at the Durban beach this morning. With sunset at 25 past 6, there's a southwesterly wind of 6 km per hour. Cape Town 23 degrees, Johannesburg 22.